You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, here we are again. Biblical Law Series. Many people believe, many Christians believe that the sacrificial system was part of the Old Covenant and that the New Covenant abolishes this. Look at what the Bible says is still in force more than 30 years after Jesus' resurrection. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 13. In it, he says, a new covenant he has made the first obsolete. Now, what is becoming, let me stress this, becoming obsolete and growing, again, growing old, is ready, what's that word? Ready to vanish away. Now, what is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away. So what's that show us? After over 30 years after Jesus was resurrected, the old covenant was still in force. It was becoming obsolete and growing old and ready to vanish away. Not had become obsolete, not had grown old, not had already vanished away. It was becoming that way. The old was still in effect, but the new was seen and understood. So at what point did the old covenant vanish away? That is the question. Look at how Israel rejected God in the past and why he chastised them. Malachi chapter 3 verse 2, but who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness. Verse 4. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasant to the Lord, as in the days of old, as in former years. And I will come near you for judgment, and I will be a swift witness against sorcerers, against adulterers, against perjurers, against those who exploit wage-earners and widows and orphans, and against those who turn away an alien, because they do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord, I do not change. God doesn't change. Therefore you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob. Yet from the days of your fathers you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. That's what we've done today. Same thing. Return to me and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you said, in what way shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. In this instance, they were stealing God's tithes and offerings. But the bottom line is they were rejecting his ordinances. We do that today. The religious leaders of today preach that God's ordinances are abolished. What's Jesus say? Has he changed? Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. Jesus does not change. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath. Time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.